There are a few distinguishing set of characteristics beyond pitch and resonance that mark us as who we are. The way we inflect syllables in words to express meaning and emphasis is uniquely linked to our personalities and therefore to how people see us.
In a few hundredths of a second, people read us. They make decisions about who we are immediately.
Yeah, they do. Somewhere along the way, many TG women have used a way of speaking that sounds more like a gay guy than it does a woman. What are these subtle but important characteristics?
We by no means have all the answers to this very important and complex question.
We do not want to miscommunicate this. It's a delicate issue. It's about communication and how people perceive us, not anything else. We have practical experience working with many, many TG women.
And we want to be honest about what we observe and help you achieve the feminine voice you desire, to encourage you to explore in more depth the meaning and implications of this for you.
I always ask a client at a first meeting what they do to sound feminine. Here's what they say. I speak softer. I use a higher pitched voice. I use more exaggerated inflection. And I say, bravo, this is exactly correct. When I hear them speak, many sound gay. What is that? They're saying the right things, but the actual voice they're producing sounds more like a man trying to sound like a woman. But I do applaud them for trying.
And we all have to begin somewhere.
We certainly do. And our goal for you is to give you the tools to create the voice you desire and sound authentic rather than affected.
Becoming authentic with anything requires time, awareness, and experience.
I recall many years ago wanting to ski better. I wanted to watch other people, how they did it. I had a few coaching sessions. I easily understood what I was supposed to do, but it was a whole different thing to get my body to behave that way.
It's internalizing it, experiencing it, and sensing it from the inside.
So, after a while, I became a better skier, and I wanted to be. And you'll have the voice you want to have.
When we're dealing with the mechanics of something, we're a bit stifled, stiff, analytical, perfectionistic, and unnatural.
That's right. At first, we push, we try too hard.
As a performing artist, when I was younger, I often pushed and felt I had to prove myself and my vocal range. Then I matured as an artist and I began to listen more. I let my ear guide my voice. I changed from being mechanical as a singer and became more focused on letting the song happen, and as I call it, letting it sing itself. I let the music happen. I became less anxious about the results. Those results being, was I good? How was my sound? Did the audience like me? And then I discovered more about my voice, both its limitations and its strengths, and what it's capable of. For example, I'm not a rock singer. It's not the best genre for my voice. I auditioned once for a rock band, and the guy putting this together said, Lynn, we can't hire you. You have a voice that's too beautiful.
Beautiful, but you really aren't that sweet.
And that threw me off, because I tried to be a rock singer, but it wasn't who I was. Was that a compliment? I don't know. Anyway, as time went along, I relaxed and didn't try to use all the styles or the entire range of my voice all the time. I simplified and focused expressing myself from an internal place, not just using my chops.
Lynn, your chops?
Oh, chops. That's an old word that comes from the 20s or 30s in the States, where musicians would bring their instruments to jam sessions that they would call their axes. And, hey, you got your axe? Yeah, you got yours. And they'd have these competitions. And the axe was in regard to the instrument that then, you know, you would chop wood, you would chop with that axe. And that chopping became how your skill level was, you know, what your tool bag is, what are their abilities. So that's what I was trying to refine, my chops, my abilities, how good I am, my skill level.
Nice little piece of history. So is your voice your own yet? Are you trying to achieve a persona? Or are you trying to be who you really are? Are you exploring your femininity in your body? And are you connecting that sensation to your voice? Yes, sometimes we're soft. Yes, sometimes we use exaggerated inflection. Sometimes my pitch is way too high, and sometimes it's way too low.
What are you doing to explore your feminine, masculine dance? How do you become feminine without trying to prove that you're feminine?
What we're getting you ready to do is to work on inflection. Are you exaggerating it? Sounding sing-song? Do you sound like a gay guy? Do you sound flat, robotic, masculine?